The astronaut diet differs just a little bit from the Mediterranean diet. There's not a lot of fresh fish or anything with crumbs, and it has to have a long shelf life.
We've been thinking of this as the shuttle Atlantis moves through its final mission.
My name is Vicki Claris. I'm a food scientist, and I've been working with space food systems for almost 26 years.
Claris and her staff work at the Space Food Systems Laboratory at Johnson Space Center in Houston. There, they plan, prepare, and package the food for astronauts.
We have grilled chicken. We have barbecue beef.
Foods you might cook up for your own dinner table. The space versions, however, are freeze-dried or thermostabilized. That means they're processed with heat, like canned food.
The Space Food Systems Lab has developed about 60 different products for space. Claris says one favorite among the astronauts is shrimp cocktail.
It's freeze-dried shrimp with a powdered sauce, and it has horseradish in the sauce, so it has a nice little kick to it.
Okay, not fresh fish, but spicy. The food lab has also produced some real bombs, some of them too disgusting even for space food.
We tried for a while to come up with a thermostabilized cheesecake in a pouch.
Why didn't that work?
We finally gave up on that because when we did the processing, the color that we came out with was not acceptable. It was just very, very dark in color. So it would not be very appetizing.
And then there's Tang.
Wake up, you day, the astronaut's way. Wake up.
Astronauts are still consuming Tang in space.
Sadly, we cannot say the same thing for space ice cream.
The ice cream does not fly. That's strictly done for the visitor centers and the museums. It flew one time during the Apollo program.
The American shuttle program may be ending, but Vicki Claris's job is not. She'll still be responsible for feeding astronauts on board the International Space Station.
Our food lab here at Johnson Space Center is going to be as busy as ever. We're going to have 3 crew members to feed at least through 2020.
So they still have plenty of time to perfect, say, thermostabilized apple pie.